Since at least World War II, friend of Dorothy has been a phrase used as a euphemism. First for gay men, and then later for anyone who identified as LGBTQIA+. But unlike many terms, it wasn't slanderous, and it came from within the LGBT community. It was code. It was a secret language where they could approach others and say, "Are you on my side? Are you like me? Am I safe with you?" And the beauty was that outsiders had very little idea what was even happening. They just assumed that maybe Dorothy was just someone they didn't know. Went so far under the radar that, embarrassingly enough, in the 1970s and 1980s, the Naval Investigation Service became convinced that there was a woman named Dorothy in the Chicago area that was the coordinator of a massive group of homosexual military personnel. They launched a huge investigation to hunt down this mysterious woman named Dorothy. Their goal was to capture her and get her to share all of the secrets that she held. They never caught her. Go figure. And it's probably a good thing, though, because the Dorothy that inspired the phrase was likely Dorothy Gale, the Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy and her real-life actress, Judy Garland, were gay icons. Now, Dorothy embodied the love and the affection and the acceptance that all people, no matter who you are, long for. Even the plot of the book and the movie is telling. She is taken over a rainbow and befriends a lion without courage, a tin woodsman without a heart, and a scarecrow without a brain. Despite these issues that they saw as huge flaws in themselves, she didn't try to change them. She loved them for who they were and accepted them openly. And they did the same for her and her little dog Toto too. They became a family. Not a biological one that only existed in the stark black and white of where Dorothy came from, a place where your family could reject you if there were things about you that they didn't like, but this was a new chosen family, a people who loved you for you, and it was filled with fabulous technicolor. And in many ways, what we celebrate on Pentecost is just that. We are celebrating being a big, fabulous, chosen family. We all come together. Most of us are not bound by genes, but we are bound by the Holy Spirit and with love. And God chose us and we chose God. And we choose to come together week after week. We choose to celebrate together and to help others together. We choose each other. We hear in the Acts of the Apostles that the disciples were in a house with the doors and windows shut. Then all of a sudden, there was a loud whoosh, like a strong wind gust blowing through the room. And with it came tongues of fire, like the flame of a candle that landed on each of them. And we're told that this is the Holy Spirit. And instead of burning them, the disciples began talking in languages they did not know. It so happened that at the same time, there were Jewish people from across the earth also gathered in Jerusalem for a feast they called Pentecost. Yeah, that's right. the Jewish version of the feast that we are celebrating today. In Judaism, Pentecost is celebrated 50 days after the Passover, and it remembers the Israelites receiving the Torah, making them a new people with common beliefs and understanding. The crowds in Jerusalem heard the chaos coming from the disciples' houses, and they began to gather. They were amazed because each person could understand what was being said. Each person was hearing it in their own language. Or, I would go so far to say, each one heard it exactly as they needed to. God was and God is calling a chosen family. And just like any chosen family, diversity is relished. The people who gathered that day had a variety of backgrounds and brought with them different abilities. They were bound together by the Spirit. And together they received a foretaste of the world as it could be. Not as it was. You see, Pentecost is a birth. It's a beginning. The only thing is we don't know for sure where it's going or what it will look like when we get there. We have to trust. We have to let go into the embrace of the Holy Spirit. We do what we can. We share our gifts with each other. We do it in the hope that it will bring about the reign of God. And we do it not fully knowing what that will be. Paul reminds us that we hope for what we do not see. It's scary. But I believe we can do it together. I think together we can be brave. We are all gathered here today as a chosen family. All of us were once strangers, but we are continually brought together for a divine purpose. And each of us comes with their own unique, diverse, and sometimes quirky gifts. We also bring the same spirit of love, affection, and acceptance as all the friends of Dorothy have ever sought to live into. We have something special to bring into the world together. I'm excited to finally see what it is.